KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. When a hurricane or tropical storm rolls through, most birds fly around it or find refuge in the calm eye at its center. But not the Desertus petrel. It can ride out the storm, then follow the system for days, all to catch an easy meal. The petrel nests on a tiny, craggy island off the northwestern coast of Africa. There are only a few hundred of the birds, which are about the size of a pigeon. They're strong flyers. Every year, they make a 7,500-mile round trip to the eastern North Atlantic Ocean. Researchers attached GPS devices to 33 petrels. They tracked the birds for several weeks a year for 4 years. And they compared the birds' movements to the paths of 6 hurricanes during those periods. And they got a surprise. About a third of the birds followed the storms, something that no other ocean-going birds have ever been seen to do. Some of the petrels stuck with the hurricanes for up to 5 days and 1,500 miles. The reason appears to be food. The hurricanes churned up the ocean, bringing water packed with nutrients to the surface. And that probably attracted some of the petrels' favorite foods, squid and small fish and crustaceans. The birds normally have to wait for night for these creatures to rise to the surface, but during the storms, there should have been an abundant supply near the surface around the clock. And the smorgasbord could have continued for days, providing a good reason for Desertus petrels to tag along. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A closely watched bill that would boost state funding for public schools took a step forward yesterday. With Fairbanks Democratic Representative Maxine Dibert out battling an illness, the majority could not pass the bill out of committee along caucus lines. So they took the unusual step of moving it to the Finance Committee with a floor vote instead. House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent, says it was necessary to keep the education bill on track to reach the governor's desk in March so districts can plan their budgets.
We had no other choice. There is a sense of urgency out there. The clock is ticking for a lot of our school districts.
Representative Rebecca Schwenke, a Tasleena Republican who also sits on the Education Committee, argued lawmakers needed more time to debate the bill and consider changes.
If we have one more opportunity in our committee to actually take all of the questions, the thoughts, the ideas that came up in public testimony and debate the bill as committee members, take the vote, that actually allows us to complete the process. If we don't get that opportunity, I'm wondering what kind of tone that sets.
Representative Rebecca Himshute, a Sitka Independent and Education Committee co-chair who sponsored the funding bill, says the bill has faced plenty of scrutiny from lawmakers and the public over the past month.
We had gone through the full process. We had considered amendments. We had done everything in committee. So there wasn't going to be another opportunity to discuss in committee. We had already done all of that.
The bill is scheduled for its final hearing in the Finance Committee today. It'll have to pass out of that committee before a final House debate and vote. Anchorage parents could be held legally liable if their child brings a gun or other deadly weapon to school under a proposed assembly ordinance. East Anchorage Assembly Member Karen Bronga introduced the ordinance. She says in the past three school years, the school district has confiscated dozens of deadly weapons from students, like knives and hatchets. She says officials have found roughly five firearms a year in the same period.
When I first looked at five, I'm like, well, that's kind of small, but it's kind of big because of the imminent danger that that presents.
If the assembly passes the ordinance, prosecutors could charge a parent or legal guardian with a Class A misdemeanor if the child brings a deadly weapon to school and there's proof that they provided the child with the weapon or allowed them access through negligence. There are caveats to the liability, such as if the parent or guardian reported the weapon stolen or had it stored in a reasonable manner. Bronga says the ordinance will likely be voted on in early April. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indiana University, establishing the IU Launch Accelerator for Biosciences to drive healthcare discoveries and train the next generation of innovators. More at go.iu.edu/IULab.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. In his first few weeks in office, President Donald Trump has issued a barrage of executive orders aimed at transgender or trans people. Some impact access to health care or could in the future. That leaves many trans Alaskans scared for their health and mental health. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra spoke with trans Alaskans and their families and has this story.
So this is my kid's stuff.
That's a mom who doesn't want to give her name because she's worried for her family. We'll identify her by her first initial, L. L lives in Alaska with her 16-year-old non-binary transmasculine kid, who uses both he and they pronouns. She pulls out a plastic bag full of about 15 small white boxes with prescription labels.
And this we got right like the day after the election. It should last close to a year.
Inside the boxes are glass bottles of testosterone. That's part of her kid's gender-affirming health care. She said she was worried about whether they would be able to fill his prescriptions once Trump took office.
We were in a panic.
It's taken her and her family years to navigate her kid's gender journey. When he hit puberty, she says her kid became a shell of a person. They were anxious, depressed, and self-harming.
It wasn't until we accessed gender-affirming care, which can mean a host of things, but until we accessed hormones, that it was almost like a magic bullet for them.
Trump has issued at least five executive orders during his first few weeks in office aimed at trans people. And one is already making it difficult for some trans and non-binary people to access care. Medicaid and TRICARE no longer cover gender-affirming care for people 19 and under. And more executive orders are likely to impact trans and queer rights and care moving forward. One allows the right to deny coverage for religious reasons, and others order federal organizations to enforce a strict sex binary. There are already lawsuits challenging some of those orders. An Identity Health Clinic in Anchorage is the largest provider of gender-affirming care in the state. Tom Pittman is Identity's executive director, and he says they've seen Medicaid denials of coverage for minors already. But despite changes in coverage, he says it's legal to seek health care.
It is a right, and we get to have the respect of the society that we live in to do that. It's under attack, but we still get to right now.
Identity has a legal and insurance team to help patients understand their rights and navigate insurance claims. And he says they're planning to launch a fund to financially support patients whose care isn't covered. But he says even if patients can still access health care, the executive orders ostracize trans people. That destabilization is something H, a trans woman in Alaska, has been wrestling with. We're also identifying her by her first initial.
I haven't questioned my safety this much even in places that I've been like assaulted for being trans.
H is also seeing the impacts of executive orders ripple through her community.
I'm so afraid of losing people. Ugh. I've had friends that have submitted themselves to residential treatments already. Like this is f***ing real.
H is an artist, and she says through all of this stress and sorrow, her art has been a lifeline.
As much as they try and separate us, we have the tools to build those connections and to create strong community.
She says throughout history, trans women have always found each other and supported each other. And she says she and her trans sisters in Alaska are doing that now. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Walking around town in a place I've never been in, deep, deep Manhattan. I recall it all, dressing how far was you rolling in deep satin. Won't you call a cab, mister, won't you pay my tab? There's some boys on the curb head making, and I ain't been home in 3 years or so, and everyone I know now's mistaken. Frost frame starts his ends, Bill lights his actual love. But you in Manhattan rolling in deep satin was a painful and wonderful drug. Well, I've been coming down on a Greyhound days, westbound to the sea. When you see the lights, when you hear the rain, is there any chance you're thinking of me? Is that a song stuck in your head, friend of the devil by the dead? Or is that just what your friends want me to be? Cause if that's the case, then that's just what I'll be. There's love when I'm leaving, there's laughter this evening. I'll set out running alone. If I get a ride out of this place tonight, I'll gladly take myself home. So won't you call a cab, missus, please pay my tab. I heard life was a winding road. There's no hounds or child around, but the devil follows where I go. But I've been coming down on a Greyhound that is westbound to the sea. When you see the lights, when you hear the rain, is there any chance you're thinking of me? Is that a song stuck in your head, friend of the devil by the dead? Or is that just what your friends want me to be? Westbound to the sea. When you see the lights, when you hear the rain, there ain't chance you're thinking of me. Is that song stuck in your head, friend of the devil by the dead? Or is that just what your friends want me to be? Cause if that's the case, then that's just what I'll be.
Outside of Boston, you showed me where your old man stayed. Took 28 years of blood I was lost in to feel loved on my own birthday. And And I always felt like I was in between something like home and somewhere far away. But tonight on the west side in a bar out in Brooklyn, I saw T's outline your face. How lucky are we? It's been a hell of a week. We're all grown now. The smoke's shaping out of your bloody teeth. Be your whole song. Upstairs with the guitar I was given when I was barely 14. When did McGlinchey's get so crowded, and why are the crowds so damn great? I lost my mind on the streets of the city, and maybe I lost all hope too. Took 28 years of blood pumping through me get to this evening with you. How lucky are we? It's been a hell of a week, but we're all grown now. The smoke's seeping out on the bar down the street, but we're home somehow. Train to the south side of Boston, you showed me where your whole heart stayed. Took 28 years of blood pumping through me to feel loved on my own birthday.
Yeah. up on a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Jesus, he drank wine and I pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me, how we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial. But old memory ain't enough, 'cause I can look but I can't touch. A memory can't get you outside of your mama's house, spend that rain on a Chevy hood. A memory can't hold you in a Sarasota sunrise, even though you wish it would. All it's gonna do is make you lose sleep at night, wake up and leave you in the past. You can love a memory, but a memory can't love you back.
With no place to go, but she needs to feel that vibe. The woman lets her know for sure she's everything I want and more. Her real desire is to know I'd walk the road out on the wild to make her feel that vibe. In the woods, she wants to stand where nobody stood. Someday she wants a couple kids of her own. She wants to make love on a train. Someday she only wants a break. Hey, she wants what she wants. And man, I know, I know, I know. She needs to feel that vibe. The one that lets her know for sure she's everything I want. Alone out on the wild to make her feel that
She's gonna feel that vibe. The one that lets her know for sure she's everything I want and more. Her real desire is to know I'd walk alone out on the wild. Yeah, to make her feel that fire. She wants to ride the bull at the rodeo. I gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting to me. Gotta find a way to get to your heart, to sweep you off your feet. I'll wrap you up in my love, cover you with kisses so sweet. I gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting to me. I'll win you over, over and over again. I'm getting closer, closer than I've ever been. I gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting to me. Gotta find a way to get to your heart, to sweep you off your feet. I'll wrap you up in my love, cover you with kisses so sweet. I gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting to me. We were close enough. I gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting to me. Gotta find a way to get to your heart, to sweep you off your feet. I'll wrap you up in my love, cover you with kisses so sweet. I gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting. Gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting. Gotta get to you, cause you sure been getting to me. We'll be right back.
up in skin. Not knowing in that moment we'd never speak again. But it was perfect, I never will forget.
Perfect storm.
paid a little more for a haircut, ironed up a pearl snap, left that old ball cap, gave myself a little extra smell good splash. I did it for the girl, dancing in the sunset to get to see her sipping on Corona, little silhouette. I did it for the moonlight, slow ride, sliding over by my side, been waiting on it all night, kiss. I did it for the girl. I dialed her up some old George Strait. Me and old George sang Marina Del Rey. There by the water's edge, big sky turning red. That perfect night she said she can't forget. I did it for the girl, dancing in the sunset to get to see her sipping on Corona, little silhouette. I did it for the moonlight, slow ride, sliding over by my side, been waiting.
Show me your moves, come on.
I've got your honey-do list all made up, ready to go. Now you're loading up your fishing gear and say your buddy's on his way. Before you pull out the drive, honey, all I'm gonna say is I feel a headache coming on. I was gonna wear for you. I had a big night all planned out, just you and me alone. Hope you have more luck fishing than you will when you get home. 'Cause I feel a headache coming on, and I think this one's a doozy. It might last all month long. So go on, that's fine.
Son, you won't have to wait.
I was fumbling through the closet, don't remember what for, when a note fell from a pocket and tumbled to the floor. Before I even picked it up, I started seeing red, and I felt like I could kill someone when I saw what it said. I love the rush I feel when we make love. Baby, you're all that I've been thinking of. You're everything I wanted in my life. Man, those words cut like a knife. And so I promised myself, even if it takes forever, I'm gonna find a man who wrote this letter. I ran wide-eyed to the kitchen. She was standing by the stove. She said, "What's the matter, honey? Did I do something wrong?" So I shook that letter in her face that I held in my fist. I said, "Who have you been seeing? And who the hell wrote this?" I love the rush I feel when we make love. Baby, you're all that I've been thinking of. You're everything I wanted in my life. Man, those words cut like a knife. And so I promised myself, even if it takes forever, I'm gonna find a man who wrote this letter. She grabbed that letter from my hands and told me through her tears, "You're right, I love this man. I've carried this for years, back when we put more into love than into fighting. That's when I looked down like a fool and recognized my writing. I love the rush I felt when we made love. She was all